Chapter 2. A New School Opens. When Mary McLeod Bethune started her school in Daytona Beach, she had very little money. Schools for white children got money from the government, but Mary had to find her own funding. Mary only had $1.50 to start her school. She rented a house for her school on credit. She got boxes and crates to use as desks and chairs. She borrowed the other supplies that she needed. In 1904, she opened the Daytona Educational and Industrial Training School for Negro Girls. This was an elementary school. Her son and five girls were her first pupils. Caption: Mary McLeod Bethune leads her students to school. Mary McLeod Bethune planned to teach her students the way she'd been taught. Students would learn reading, writing, and other school subjects. They would also learn to cook, sew, and do laundry. These were practical skills students could use later in life. Mary McLeod Bethune believed it was the best way to help African Americans succeed in America. Slowly the school grew. More students enrolled. Mary hired teachers and found a bigger building for her school. She added more academic classes. Soon there was also a high school. Feature Box: Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington was born into slavery. Like Mary, he wanted an education. Once freed, he worked during the day as a janitor. At night, he went to school to become a teacher. In 1881, he became the president of a new school for African Americans. Today, it's known as Tuskegee University. Washington influenced many of Mary McLeod Bethune's ideas about education.